and for the convenience of the people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then it costs money to run them lights all night and run keep help working all night. So therefore, you'd have to. Although we have a lot of supermarkets that begin to stay open at 12 o'clock now. We had several supermarkets that stayed open all night long, but they soon found out that didn't pay because they had to have too many people.
Yeah.
And the lights and everything was with, and what there was Kruger chain, they have a number of stores, I don't know how many, but a number of stores that stay open at midnight, 12 o'clock. And they open at 8 o'clock in the morning and they stay open at 12 o'clock.
Were these convenience stores, were they once really drive-in? I mean, you drive up to a window?
No. That was what they call them, a drive-in. In fact, the man who started the convenience stores, I worked for a while and on the ice route. He had an ice company and he made, and I delivered ice for him, Mr. John Marshall.
Mm-hmm.
He started, you told him, and then there's a man out of Dallas, Meltzer, I think it is. He started another chain of drive-ins, and the 7-Elevens, and this is there were stores. And you told them it started here. They started. I don't know where the other started, but they had, you told them started here in Houston. Mm-hmm. John Marshall started. It was.
What would you call a kind of store that sells some? Like different kinds of cheeses and meats, you know, like salami and things that you could
delicatessen or import store. More than likely, we'd call it. We don't have many delicatessens in this part of the country. They're mostly all import stores.
Mm-hmm.
But used to when I was a boy, you could go into delicatessen. You get all kinds of different kinds of sausage and cheeses, ham, bacon, or what have you.
Does it import?
And they still do. The import stores do.
Do they sell just food, or do they sell a lot of?
Well,
other
they
things?
Sell some. Most of them they sell all kinds of import wines. And
What would you call a place where you could go to, you'd have to be a member, and they'd have like a, sometimes people join these if they want to lose weight or something, they'd have like swimming pools and steam baths and just...
Well, it'd be some health studio.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about all I can.
And what would you call a real old hotel that you wouldn't really want to stay at, but it...
It'd be an old hotel, that's all I can say to me.
Well, did you ever hear it called something like a dump or a flea bag or anything like that?
Yeah, a flea bag was used quite a bit. I think they're still even winos using flea bags. And that they call them a dump, and they call them flea bags too.
What would you call the building where prostitutes work?
Well,
did you ever hear any slang names that people would call the place like that?
Well, we used to only refer to them as a house of ill fame, but now they just call them a cat house, and I don't know, just